This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller, Jim Colony. He is here. Producer Matt, he is here. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's good. Can't complain somehow. It's hump day. It's Valentine's Day. So it's a wonderful little time. How are
Valentine's
you doing?
With an N. Tynes.
Valentine's Day. What did I say?
M. Valentine's.
Wow.
People say that sometimes. Yeah. You know what I don't get about any day? Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, any day that's a school day. This is, and I just saw another school. The noise was off of the sound was off of the television. I just had the audio on, or the video on, not the audio. There's another school, I don't know where it is, that is tinkering with this whole, we're going to start school later now. I think I saw there was a study at Hampton. There was a study at North Allegheny. There was a study at a couple different places. The National Sleep Foundation has stepped in and say chronic health problems because of sleep deprivation. Society often views sleep as a luxury, but it's something that you need. I get all of that. You need sleep. Just go to bed earlier. Like, what the hell is the problem here? This is like, I've seen this. Isn't this all around, all kind of districts in Western Pennsylvania are having these caucuses, these forums, these question and answer sessions, these even risen so far as to almost be like ultimatums, like you need to do it. About starting school, the school day earlier. I'll listen to you for a little bit, but at some point, isn't it just a proposition where the world worked pretty well when school started at 6:30 or 7 or 7:30, whatever it started? Why does it need to change?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm with you on that one. I mean, the kids, as they get older, they're waking up earlier for school, and it's just they're complaining, but just go to bed earlier.
Well, they're not waking up earlier. They're waking up the same time they've woken up forever.
They want to wake up later, and they're complaining. It's just go to bed earlier. Get an activity to where you're actually tired by the end of the day. Do something. A lot of kids aren't doing much, and they're just, you know, sitting there doing nothing, and they're not going to bed. Go to bed. Do something that allows you to be tired and get a good night's sleep. I'm with you. I am with you. Just the world's getting just to that point.
Well, I don't, I'm reading this. There was a thing here from the National Sleep Foundation.
They want to take away gym class in some places, which is also.
I can understand taking away gym class if you're a varsity athlete. If you're a varsity athlete, you shouldn't have to take gym class. It's silly. It's stupid. It makes no sense. Like, I know some private schools, like prep schools and places like that, like private schools. Some of them, if you're a varsity athlete or if you compete in varsity athletics, that's your sport. You don't have to take physical education. And I can understand that. That makes sense. But people should, one should be in lieu of the other. Like, you shouldn't. That I'm okay with taking away gym class if you're a varsity athlete. I'm all right with that.
I'm not.
Well, why not?
I mean, you don't have to really dominate. You don't have to, but I wouldn't worry about the GPA. I don't think you should be graded on it. I don't think if you're an athlete or you're not an athlete, effort, show up and do something that's an activity. You know, people with the grades, well, if you can't miss one, say you do have a championship, say you have a wrestling thing, if you can't do something, you shouldn't have a grade there because you're a varsity athlete. I'll give that. But as far as the grade is... you don't need to get an A in gym class, but there should be activities to keep people moving and break up the monotony of the day to where you don't have to, you know, you feel like you're alive and you're doing something.
If you play like varsity, in my opinion is you play like varsity football, basketball, soccer, whatever it is, baseball, if you play a varsity sport, you go through practice all that time, at least in that season, you shouldn't have to take physical education. You should be afforded the opportunity. If you want to take two art classes, do that. If you want to go and you want to take
I actually don't
an
have
extra
a problem
math
with that,
class.
But getting rid of it altogether.
You can't get rid of it altogether for the people who don't play.
Correct.
Yeah, if you don't play sports, you have to. But yeah, if you're, it makes all the sense in the world to me. This sleep stuff, though, I don't know, and I need to read about this more. Like, what time do they want to start school? Matt, what time? You're the guy who's been, because I don't even remember what time we started school. I don't. What time was your first period or first homeroom or the first organized thing you did after you got off the bus or got dropped off of school at Shaler High, after you smoked weed? What was the first thing that you did?
I think our first class started at something weird like 7:12.
Okay, 7:12. So is that the average probably? Like 7:15 probably?
Yeah.
And what do they want to push this back to? 7:45? 7:35? I don't get this. You know, like my kids get on the bus at 8:05 or 8:10, I think, and they're first grade. All right, so they get there. I think school gets moving and shaking about 8:30, 8:40.
Yeah, middle school, they're starting to wake up. You know, buses come at 6:30, 7, right in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's – so how far do they want to push this thing? And my thought is this. Isn't this – and the world doesn't function and shouldn't function. That's the way we've always done it with everything. There are some bad things. Ask the newspaper industry about that's the way we've always done it because it's not working for them. But there are some things like that's the way we've always done it, like making donuts, making bread, making coffee, stuff like that, doing dishes.
You missed like the worst day to miss when I came in Monday. So listen to this one. What are your thoughts to this? My daughter came home. She's in 10th grade. She had to do this because she has to take a child development class. She came home with a baby.
A fake one.
A fake one.
Okay.
But it was wired. And it was timed, and she had to wear a band. It would cry. She had to give it milk. She had to change the diapers. It was up through the night, woke us up. And she drives now. She got her license, so she had that
did
car
she
seat.
Did she have back to take this class?
There were two choices, so it's either this class or that class. She took this class.
What was that class?
I don't know what that one was, but this was child development, and most of the girls take this one.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I can't give you a good answer until I know what the other class was. Was the other class like pottery? Was the other class like making clothes? Was the other class...
It wasn't like an arts thing or anything. I will find that out. But all I know is she had the weekend, and she was a legit mom for learning how to what it's like to have a baby, child development. I don't know if it was a scare tactic. I have no idea what the hell it was. All I know is I was a grandpa for the day, and at 2 in the morning, this thing was crying upstairs, and she had to get out, change a diaper, put the wristband next to it, and all that stuff. You take the chip out, the teacher does, and can record how quick you got there, how quickly you resolved the problem, and she did that for 2 days. Now, is that ridiculous?
Yeah, I would have just said we're not interested. Like, homework's homework. This, we're not interested in this. Really. Like, if first of all, I would have taken whatever the other option was. And second of all, this homework stuff with school, out of school, that has gotten out of hand. Like, my kids are in first grade.
Uh-huh.
They need some time to decompress and, like, play Legos. They get home, they got, like, an hour and a half of homework.
Right.
And I'm like, what is happening here sometimes? They get, like, an hour of homework, an hour sometimes. Like, they want to just run outside and draw sidewalk chalk. Ground chalk, my kid calls it, because you can do it on more than my son does, because you can do it on more than just a sidewalk. All right, Robin Hampton texts, and he says, Hampton wants to push the start from 7:28 to between 8:30 and 8:45, a full hour. Get out of bed! Really? Just get out of bed, kid. Hey, and then there'll be a study, I'm sure, and the superintendent will stand up there, and people will talk about, well, the max. It's not like Hampton kids are failing left and right and not going to college, you know? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with, like, I saw North Allegheny wants to do it. What's so wrong there? Isn't their college placement like 92%? You know, 97%?
It's ridiculous. I'm with you. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I get this free newspaper they throw on my lawn, too, like the North Journal or whatever. I look at all this. Kids go to Harvard. Kids go to Yale. Kids go to Penn State. Kids go to John Carroll. Kids go to Princeton. Kids go to Hobart. Wherever. You know, they go all over the place. Right. So they got to let them sleep. Hey, guess what? You get to sleep in an hour. Shut up and get to school. Good morning.
Good morning.
But an hour?
An hour.
An hour.
That's bad.
Oh,
it is. I have no sympathy for that. You just go to sleep earlier. I mean, how many hours do you need? You can get it. Just go to sleep earlier.
The baby, though. I'm trying to understand the baby.
No, Colin, this was the worst.
I mean, what if she would? You know what I would have done as a father? I would
father
have.
Or grandpa.
Grandpa.
Okay.
When she came home with the baby, I would have said, "Take that baby back and hand your teacher a pack of condoms." Seriously. Hand your teacher a pack of condoms, give her the baby back, and say, "I'm good. I'm good. I don't need this from you. I'm good. You know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm hanging out with my friends because that's like a life lesson. I don't need this baby. It's not happening in my world. Here. Here's an IUD. Here you go. Here you go. Here's the condoms. Here's both of them. I'll give them to you."
It was awful.
That's what I'd have said.
It was absolutely awful.
All right. Anyway. This is ridiculous. An hour for school.
An hour. An extra
hour.
That'd
be great if it was a high school kid. Get off your phone. Stop texting. Stop staying up all the hours of the night.
Middle school, everybody playing video games. And video games today are cool, though. They have headsets. They're with your buddies. They lose track of time. It's like a casino. It's 1 a.m. They have school.
Oh, man. They should make all these kids go be an iron worker for one day, and then they'll get... They'll get up at 5 o'clock and go to high school if they have to. Van Morning Show. I'm such a get-off-my-lawn guy this morning, and I love it. Van Morning Show pre-show, Jason Mackey at 9, Adam Berry at 9:30. I just don't get it, why they want to start so late. Wouldn't you want your day to be done so you could do stuff?
You would think it makes sense, yes.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.